proclamation number 4986 dated the October 21st, 1950. Love. Pleasure of giving. Reciprocated love. Belief in Christ's act of salvation. Awaken to new life. Try to kindle the flame of love in you. Constantly provide it with new nourishment and thereby ignite your love for God, which will make you eternally happy. Then you will be assured of eternal life, a state of abundant strength and light in unlimited freedom. Then you will be able to do whatever you want. You will have conquered death, for all lack of strength, all weakness will fall away from you and you will live and be blissfully happy. Yet this can only be accomplished by love, and love cannot be given to you. You must kindle it in yourselves. You must help where help is needed and, animated by the feeling of inner happiness, constantly accomplish new deeds of love. Then you will always keep the fire within you burning. You will feed it and be constantly active with unselfish love. Only the pleasure of giving spurs you into renewed kind-hearted activity, and you will experience this when you look into a need of fellow human being's eyes after you have helped him. This reward is far nicer than material payment, for it is reciprocated love which shines forth from these eyes. Then you will have kindled love in your fellow human being's heart again. A tiny spark will have been ignited by you, and once again the flame of love will spread and communicate itself to other people. Only a united activity of love can redeem the human race from the state of spiritual hardship it finds itself in. Only loving activity results in light and grace and leads you to God, the eternal love himself. However, the closer it gets to the end, the more love will grow cold amongst people, since they only live for their own ends and have no heart for the suffering of their fellow human beings. The distance to God will therefore become ever more obvious. The gulf between people and God will have almost become unbridgeable, the darkness in people's hearts impenetrable, for the light of love will not be able to shine forth and therefore not provide illumination, and the one who would be able to help is not called upon, because he is not acknowledged. Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, will be unable to distribute the blessings of his act of salvation. He will not be approached for them because people don't believe in him. And this is the worst situation, for then they will lack all strength and support without which, however, they cannot become happy. People no longer believe what they are advised to believe, and if they don't acknowledge the Divine Redeemer, they will not call upon him either. Consequently, they are spiritually unenlightened and therefore suffer profound hardship. They are already in a state of death and could certainly be delivered from it, yet never without love, never without divine grace, but the human will must always profess to it first. Try to awaken yourselves to life. You are able to do so if only you wanted it. Practice unselfish neighborly love and you will find it easy to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world and as the Son of God, for then the Spirit within you will enlighten you, so that you will be able to believe because you live a life of love. Awaken to new life, for the hour is close at hand when it will be decided as to whether the soul has chosen life or death. Make use of every opportunity to actively practice neighborly love, and you'll experience the beneficial feeling that you are infused by new life. Then you will have conquered death and need not fear the final end, for then you will be living in light and truth, and you will live eternally. Amen.